Thank you so much, Cynthia. Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You notice in your bulletins we're talking about Jesus as chief elder, or the chief elder festival. This is a part of our history in the Moravian Church. After the Moravians became their own denomination, they couldn't use the word pope because that designation was already taken. So they used the word chief elder, and they had a chief elder, somebody who administrated the entire church. And in the 1700s, the Moravians decided, through a time of prayer, that the only one who could truly be chief elder of the church was Jesus himself. And so that became the festival of the chief elder, which we see every year in November. Now, when I was a new pastor, I had not been a Moravian very long, and I didn't quite understand the whole concept of chief elder. Now, in churches, you will find that the pastor is chair of the elders, and then there's a vice chair. I didn't realize that, so I figured Jesus was the chair, and he was in charge, but I ran the meetings. So that was the concept I had in my head when I first started in ministry, was Jesus was in charge, and that was great. He gave me the orders, and then I ran the business meetings. Now, you know how well that went over, because Jesus didn't give that memo to the rest of my board. And so I would take charge of these meetings, and it was really sad. In my first church, I'd set the agenda, and a few people would take over the meeting and start fighting with each other, and then make sure that I got in the mix of that. In my second church, they were a little more genteel, and I had two gentlemen in my board, and I would start the meeting, I'd have my agenda, and they would find a way to hijack the meeting. Now, they weren't fighting with each other, but it was almost like a game of keep away when you were kids, where the ball would be up in the air and you're trying to catch it and you can't. This would happen every single meeting. And they would go on for hours because we couldn't get our agenda done. And I'd even have arguments with Jesus afterwards about, you know, why don't you tell them that I'm in charge of this? I run it, you're in charge, but I run the meetings. I started to understand the Catholic concept of purgatory because I was living it. Then I would get tough because, after all, I am a New Yorker, so I'd bring the hammer down on those two gentlemen. These were middle-aged guys, and anytime I would do that, they would pout and put their arms crossed and not say a word for the rest of the meeting. Now, at that time, I really cared how people felt. So I would be crushed because these guys would be pouting. Now, after a while, I realized, it took me a while, I'm not talking a few months, I'm talking a few years, because I'm slow on the uptake. It took me a while to realize that gaining control was not all it was cracked up to be, and perhaps I should have another way and have some kind of other type of way to deal with this board. And as I became kinder and gentler, and instead of taking control would try to persuade, I saw that things were getting done in the church, because these folks were very bright people. And they realized what the agenda was, and they had a vision of what could be in that church, and they started, instead of hijacking the meeting, they started to promote that agenda along with me. And that church became a haven. It became a haven for the homeless. It became a haven for people in trouble. It became a haven for people that had mental health issues. It became a haven for people that no ordinary church wanted. And that church became the haven because they caught the vision. And that's when I realized what it means for Jesus to be chief elder. It's not about Jesus being in charge, because if Jesus was really in charge, then our free will would go out the window. I love when people say, Jesus is Lord of my life. And I notice that Jesus is until he disagrees with them. Jesus is Lord until you tell me to forgive a person that's been mean to me, then he's no longer Lord. Jesus is Lord until he tells us to do something we don't want to do. Then Jesus isn't Lord anymore. So it's not about control. It's about taking a hold of Jesus' agenda. Now, what was Jesus' agenda? What was Jesus' vision? He takes it from the book of Ezekiel when he says, I'm the good shepherd. And God says he's going to be the shepherd of the sheep. And what does the shepherd do? He says he finds the lost. And there are so many people you probably know, who have lost their way in life, who don't know what the purpose of life is, who are heart sick and troubled. And he said, I've come to seek them and bring them in. He said, I've come to bind up the injured. You know, we have a lot of walking wounded in Door County. We have a lot of people who, because of age and infirmity, can't be in church. Because of illness, because of chronic conditions, because of addictions. There are so many walking wounded in Door County itself. We don't have to look very far to see what our mission is, to bind up the wounded. I remember in churches of my childhood that the expression was, churches come and shoot their wounded. That's not the good shepherd. The good shepherd binds up the injured. The good shepherd strengthens the weak. And this is what we do. This is our agenda, is to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Paul says in the book of Hebrews that when we go to Jesus, he showers us with mercy and grace. And if we are following the chief elder, then we shower the people that come into our purview with mercy and with grace. That's the role of the Christian church today, is to shower people with mercy and grace. It's no longer Jesus in charge and me running meetings. It's, Lord, as we get to know you better, as we pray for your will to be done, and we pray for that every single Sunday, it's, what can I do to promote your agenda in Door County and throughout this land, to everyone I meet, to the walking wounded, to the lost, to the straying? How can I be your hands and feet? This week, in your encounters, I hope you can find at least one person to help. At least one injured person to speak a word of peace to. How can we see Jesus this week? We can do it by being his hands and feet in Door County. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you so much that you have come to bind us up. For the injured in this church, for those who are feeling the weight of illness, for those who are feeling the weight of despair, we ask that the Spirit of God would come and repair those breaches and strengthen the weak and help us, as we come to know you better, to be your hands and feet, to speed healing to those in distress. For we ask it